From the United Church of Christ of California, Missouri, this is A Time of Hope.
Nancy Lewis, lead us as we light the second Advent candle.
We praise you, O God, for the circle of light that marks our days of preparation for Christ's Advent. As we light the candles on this wreath, kindle within us the fire of your Spirit, that we may be light shining in the darkness. Enlighten us with your grace, that we may welcome others as you have welcomed us. Grant this through Christ our Lord, whose coming is certain and whose day draws near. Amen.
Each other as a mother loves her child, as a father embraces his own. Gracious Father, we confess, all too often we fail in our efforts to live as God would have us live. We push away, turning cold shoulders to God and each other. We express anger and resentment instead of compassion and grace. We seek revenge instead of reconciliation. In these moments, we ask God to forgive us and set us upon the right path. Amen. When we turn to God with faithful hearts, God hears and responds. Our failings and shortcomings are forgiven. Steadfast love and faithfulness meet. God gives what is good and spreads the path of righteousness before us. Walk in confidence, forgiven and forgiving, in Christ's name.
Thanks be to God. Amen.
O Lord, open our lips,
and our mouths shall show forth your praise.
Our children's time is led by our puppeteers.
Good morning. Thank you for being here. How many of you help your mom or dad get ready for company in your home? I bet mom likes for you to put toys away, dust the furniture, and help make snacks. Sometimes it is hard to wait for someone to come. We are in Advent, a time of waiting. Waiting for Christmas. Waiting for the baby Jesus to be born. Waiting for the people to celebrate God's Son coming to earth.
In today's Bible excerpt, the prophet Isaiah is telling people to get ready. Clean out the cobwebs, make the road straight, fill in the potholes of the road so God and the baby Jesus could come. And the Bible says God will comfort us.
Do you think God can hug the whole world? Yes, God is bigger than any sadness or loneliness, and he can comfort all of us. but he could use your help too. Will you help give hugs? After our prayer, you can go back to your places and give someone a hug.
Bow your head for prayer. Dear God, thank you for your love by sending your Son. We are waiting to celebrate him soon. Thank you for your hugs that show others that we love them too. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may go back to your seats.
Our special music is by our youth choir, God's Singers, as they sing that great Christmas song, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Scripture lesson from Isaiah is read by Judy Berger.
Please join me in the prayer of illumination. Speak with authority in our lives, Christ. Speak to us and to what is in us so that we might be whole. Speak to us with love, with hope, and with strength so that we might hear you and know deep inside that we are your people. And then you are our God. Let it be so. Amen. First reading is Isaiah 40, verses 1 through 11. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended and that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Get you up on a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength. O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up, fear not, says the cities of Judah. Behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms, and he will carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those who are with young. Here ends Isaiah.
Our New Testament scriptures and his sermon, John's Story, is by Reverend Maul.
Our second reading for today is from the 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verses 8 to 15. But do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with our Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some think of slowness, but is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a loud voice, and the elements will be dissolved with fire, and the earth and everything that is done on it will be disclosed. Since all these things are to be dissolved in this way, what sort of persons ought you to be in leading lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set ablaze and dissolved, and the elements will melt with fire? But in accordance with his promise, we wait for a new heavens and a new earth, where righteousness is at home. Therefore, beloved, while you are waiting for these things, strive to be found by him at peace, without spot or blemish, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. The Holy Gospel for today is from the St. Mark, the 1st chapter. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare the way. His voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And he proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Well, dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning I am John. Yes, I am the one known as John the Baptizer. My story may seem a bit strange when you come to think about it. I had these parents who were getting rather old by this time. Imagine a woman of 70 turning up pregnant for the first time. She had longed for a child and it never seemed to come, and now she was surprised. Father Zechariah was that elder priest in the temple, and he lost his power of speech. Well, why? Well, he got visited in the temple by an angel. It says it was Gabriel. And he was told that he and my mom Elizabeth would have this baby boy, and you are to call him John. Dad did not believe the angel. Dad said, "Well, I'm an old man, and my wife is getting up in years." Dad doubted. So the angel said, "Okay. Since you do not believe me, you will not be able to talk until the day that this child is born." Well, the tongue started wagging. What kind of baby will this be? So they just went to live out in the hill country until I was born. Of course, when I was born, they brought me back to the temple. And when they said my name would be John, the people were surprised. But Dad insisted his name should be John. That's what the angel said he was to be called. And once he confirmed that, then he could talk again. I came to grow up and love this land, that hill country, the beauty that it had. I called it the wilderness. But when we made trips back to town to see the what was going on. The people seemed to be in trouble. They were trapped, confused, some by their sinfulness, some by the chains of the rule of Rome. I had read the prophets. God said, "Who will go to the people?" Well, the angel told Dad that it was to be me. So all I could say was, "Well, here I am, send me." Funny, as it started to speak to them, they wanted more and more and more. They followed me out to this desert wilderness, out by the River Jordan. Strange that they did this. I mean, I looked a sight. Me with my clothing, my camel's hair and leather belt, and my diet, locusts and wild honey. Some people looked at me and shook their heads, and they just called me Junkyard Johnny. But they still followed me. It was like reliving the words of Isaiah. A voice cries out, "In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all the peoples shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." Then I would shout for joy. Joy to the world, the Lord is coming. I was the one who got to point the way. Some wondered if I was that Messiah that the prophets talked about. But I would say, "No, no, no, I am not. I only baptize you with the water of repentance. But he who comes will baptize you with much more. He will baptize with fire and the Holy Spirit. That's more powerful, and he is more powerful than I am. I'm not even worthy to stoop down and untie the thongs of his sandals." But the question still remains, how shall we prepare today for the Lord to come? Did I not hear it read, 1,000 years to the Lord is like one day, and a day like 1,000 years? Did I hear that you are living now past that year 2000? Well, that's like 2 days to the Lord since this Jesus was born. But I bet 1,000 years from now, it sounds like a big thing to look into distance that far. What sort of person do we need to be if life was to exist 1,000 years from now? What kind of life do we wish to hand on to our great-grandchildren and beyond? Furthermore, what can we do now so the word of this one to come that we prepare for at what you call Christmas, what can we do so my word will be alive and vibrant when the day comes, 1,000 years from now? Well, in some ways, it's rather simple. I simply said, prepare the way of the Lord. Make his paths straight. You are the messengers now. You are the ones to caretake the job given to the church, as you call it, that what you are in these days. How are you doing your job? Are people catching on from what you are saying, from what you are doing with your lives? Are people following you like they did me in the wilderness? Well, I did what I could out here. I hope the angel Gabriel that visited Pops was satisfied with me. All I can say now is, let this Lord into your wilderness of life. Make his paths straight, and make them straight now. Amen. And the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. God, our sins are many, but your mercy is great. Our vision is dim, but your coming is at hand. Our hope is feeble, but your promises stand forever. Oh God, your world stands in need of you. Everywhere we look, we see the need of you, for your coming, your restoration, your peace, your transformation. So on this second Sunday of Advent, we pray for the nations to know that you're truth and your light. We pray for the poor, the hungry, the needy. We pray for those who are spiritually hungry and poor in spirit. May they come to know the living water and to drink deeply from the well. We pray for those who face Christmas alone, or sick, or homeless, or destitute. Jesus Christ, light from true light, be a light to all of them in the darkness. We pray for those that we list as those in need, Becky, George, Don, Jerry, Lida, Joe, Lynn, Lorna, Lois, Elsie, Billy, Cletus, and any others that we name in our hearts before you. Comfort them and bring your compassion and grace to their lives. God, in this hour of your coming again, we see you drawing near. Make us ready, ready in our hearts, in our minds, and in our souls. Lord Jesus Christ, come to us again this Advent. Come and do not tarry. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, as we pray together the prayer you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Thank you.
We're glad you joined us in this time of hope. If you don't have a church home, please come and grow with us at the United Church of Christ of California, Missouri. Sunday school starts at 9:30 this morning, with church following at 10:30. Until we meet again, may God bless and keep you.